Ah, yes, it's the festival of Easter. Greetings, music lovers. Thanks again to the one and only Victor Lewis Smith with Formidable One festivities, all his very own during the last half hour on Radio 1. And if you've got no particular place to go, you might like to take in the Saturday Sunday Easter rock show that will spawn your own album requests coming from Buckley, James Harvest, Excalibur, Tesla, Metallica, The Who, even Aerosmith. The Rock Show Archives, they're in two separate blocks again. Lone Star from 1977, Cabaneas from 1972. We'll have a competition later on with some autographed Rory Gallagher video prizes. And come to grips with Yngwie Malmsteen, Robin Trower, Joe Satriani, Sleazebees, The Black Crows, John McCoy and Nigel Kennedy. And this very strange night, let's take a trip to Kari Durham. Recording in the lovely Sue Miles from the Queen's Head, Front Street, Wingate County, Durham. She writes, "How you doing, mate? I tell you what, Sue, I couldn't be better. Why don't you do us a favour? On the Saturday Sunday rock show, how about two Excalibur songs starting the programme, okay? Because I want to turn my stereo up full blast while they're on. You see, I live in a pub, and I can only have the stereo on between 11 and 11.15 because Mum comes upstairs and it has to be turned down. Still, I shall be listening, all right? And incidentally, Fluff, can you say hello to Mackie and send lots of love? And as a matter of fact, Sue, we'll also send greetings to everybody there at the Queen's Head. Hope you're having a tremendous Easter. Not two, but just one, right? And it's on the way. There it was for you, Sue, heading our Saturday-Sunday rock show this very Easter of 1990 for yourself and all the gang there at the Queen's Head, not forgetting your very special mate, Mackie. And Mackie, if you're listening in, Sue sends love and kisses to you, okay? And there it was from a very fine album called One Strange Night, Excalibur, with the one called Round and Round. Right, here's Sabbath. Absolutely beautiful stuff there, taken from their Heaven and Hell album from 1980 and at the moment on a compilation album, Blackest Sabbath from 1970 to 1987, and Sabbath came along with a little bit of Lady Evil, right? And by the way, Sue Mars, I think you better turn that radio down because I think Mum's coming up the stairs, right? Through through the week, I read a report about Yngwie Malmsteen and his brand new album called Eclipse, and I'm afraid the journalist wasn't very happy about the whole thing, but you can't please them all, can you, right? Well, he certainly strums no mean guitar, that's for sure. He's reported as saying he feels very strongly about reaching more people. I want to reach out to a lot of people who wouldn't hear me because I've got that stamp on me that says Heavy Metal Guitar Hero. Why not? Yngwie Malmsteen there from the album Eclipse, and that was called Motherless Child. Well, it certainly is a whole 16 years old. Mr. Eric Clapton there from 461 Ocean Boulevard and Motherless Children. And don't forget that Father will be in attendance next Friday night at 10 o'clock for the Friday Rock Show. That's Thomas Vance, right?
The music to the talking.
Absolutely, and Thomas always in attendance regularly. Friday nights, 10 o'clock on formidable Radio 1 FM with a Friday Night Rock Show. In the meantime, I think we'll chuff off to Poole in Dorset, right?
Hello, hello!
not a bad way to spend Easter Saturday, that's for sure. We're calling in Mike Gale from Poole, Dorset. Mike, how you doing? All right? Thanks for coming through on the fluff line. He had a bit of a natter when he came through, and he said the truth is that he's rather hopelessly devoted to Barclay James Harvest, and why not? And he'd like to hear the current single from their brand new album, all right? Not just for himself, but for all the Barclay James Harvest fans too. That's the lot of us, Mike. Hang around. Mike, for yourself and all the gang there in Poole and Dorset, for all Barclay James Harvest fans. And by the way, don't forget their brand new album, Welcome to the Show, because it is a cracker. I don't believe they've ever made an album that hasn't been a cracker, but there you go. Personal opinion on Polydor Records from the album Welcome to the Show, BJH and Cheap the Bullet. Time is 26 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. The Saturday-Sunday rock show on Formidable 1 FM. That is for sure. Let's go back to 1975. The great Robin Trower.
Thank you.
And you know, music lovers, funnily enough, I think it was the Americans who really taught us to appreciate Mr. Robin Trower. The Bridge of Sighs album was very successful in America, and that success kind of translated itself over here to the UK, and then in 75, a year later, For Earth Below, and Mr. Robin Trower, their tremendous song called Confessing Midnight. Don't forget that very soon we're going to have our Rory Gallagher competition in the Saturday's Sunday Rock Show, but not before we say hello to the lads from Scotland, namely Blues and Trouble. Lovely stuff there from Blues and Trouble, taken from the album With Friends Like These, Boogie Woogie Susie Lee. As a matter of fact, I think that is so tasty.
Yeah!
Lovely stuff there. Blues and Trouble, taken from the album With Friends Like These on Un-American Activities Records there, and that was called Boogie Woogie Susie Lee. I think I'll play it again. No, I won't. Here's Joe Satriani. I think we've heard the format before, Music Lovers, right? Joe Satriani there with a single taken from his current album, Flying in a Blue Dream, on Food for Thought Records there, and that was a little bit of Big Bad Moon. Right, it's competition time, all right, on the Saturday-Sunday Rock Show on Formidable One FM, you know, pencils, papers, and all that jazz, right? That was titled A Fanfare for a Dignified Occasion. Music lovers, that was called You Tell Us. That was from the album, and You Tell Us Too, and tell us who the name of the drummer was, right? And the five prizes are five videos of the great Rory Gallagher live in Cork, and they are autographed copies, right? Send your entries to Rory Gallagher Competition, the Saturday Sunday Rock Show, BBC Radio 1 London, W1A4WW, and good luck to the five, okay? Heading now for 12 minutes to the hour of midnight. Let's go to Oakwood in Leeds, right?
Hello, hello.
I'm calling in Tim Coomber from Oakwood in Leeds. And Tim, I'm very sorry we're late, right? Yes, I'm feeling fine. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. You're right, I'd be the happiest man this side of Sheffield if on March the 31st, before 12, you could play Paradise by Tesla, taken from the album The Great Radio Controversy, all right? It's a good example of what five guys can do, given the chance. And would you please dedicate this very special song to a very special person by the name of Alison Berry? She's the best friend anyone could ever have or want, right? We've been friends for just over 3 years, in which we've had our ups and downs, but we're still talking. She lives in Burgess Hill, West Sussex, and March the 31st marks 2 years since I moved down from the south, etc., etc. Right, I'm actually 19 on the 1st of April, number 19, honestly, but then I would never be so forward as to mention that. Hang on, Tim. Here we go. Thank you. Tim, for yourself and the lovely Alison Berry in Burgess Hill, West Sussex. And incidentally, Tim, I hope it was a tremendous birthday for you on the 1st of April, all right? And sorry we're a bit late, but never mind, better late than you know what. And from the great radio controversy there, Tesla and the one called Paradise. Oh, and incidentally, just recapping on that Rory Gallagher competition, we wanted the name of the song, the name of the album, and the name of the drummer, right? Okay, it's now 6 minutes to the hour of midnight. Go on, Gazza, tell them.
1FM, Gary Davis.
Hi, happy Easter. This Easter Monday, Jackie Brambles and myself are going to be travelling around Whitley Bay, enjoying all the bank holiday fun that Whitley Bay has to offer. On our travels, we'll also be collecting Easter eggs for children's hospitals and children's homes around the area. If you're going to be in the Whitley Bay area, give us an Easter egg. If not, enjoy the show, live on Radio 1FM, Easter Monday, between 12:35 and 2.
Bet Your Life, Gary Davis and Jackie Brambles all over the place during Easter, right? And then they came along and they said,
Damn if we do!
Absolutely. And you better believe it, a mixture of the English and the Dutch there. It was recorded in Holland, and the album was mixed in New York, and that sleaze bleeze. The album is called Screwed, Blued and Tattooed, and that was Damned If We Do and Damned If We Don't. Right, the time is now 4 minutes to the hour of 12 o'clock, and it's time for the first of our archives. And if you'd like an album request for a future Saturday Night Sunday Rock Show, music lovers, you can phone us on 637-4343, right? 637-4343, right, let's do it.